Hi, everyone. This is Matt Fletcher, Senior Pastor of Webster Bible Church, your pastor for the day. It has been a pretty cold winter, which can be kind of discouraging in the middle of February. But I want to share with you a story that I think will warm your heart, as well as hopefully teach us all a lesson. The Lord taught me this lesson recently, and I'd like to share it with you in the hopes that it will prove helpful in your walk with Christ. I go to the gym to exercise a few mornings a week. While going through my routine, I have my earbuds in, listening to music or podcasts. But then I spend my final 20 minutes in the sauna without any electronic devices. Almost always, other guys are there in the sauna sweating it out. So I've been asking the Lord for opportunities to share the gospel, or at least invite some of these men to church. The Lord gave me such an opportunity the other day. I invited one guy to church, and as he left the sauna, he said, yeah, I'll come check it out. Knowing this guy, I thought to myself, he'll never come. That following Sunday, I was fighting a bad cold and had nearly lost my voice. Other church members were out sick. The congregational singing seemed a little flat. I got up to preach feeling pretty lousy. 10 minutes into the sermon, I spotted this guy near the back, sitting with a woman, presumably his wife, and a baby. So here I am preaching, and I'm thinking, oh, wow, I'm so glad he came. But I wish he had come another Sunday. Attendance is down, our singing wasn't all that great, my voice sounds terrible, and here we are smack in the book of Revelation. This probably doesn't make any sense to him. A few minutes later, I saw him get up with his wife and son, grab their baby bag and other belongings, and walk out of the sanctuary. My heart sank. I'm still preaching, but I'm thinking, oh great, now he'll never come back. What will I say when I see him at the gym? After the service, I was up talking to a few folks when suddenly this guy appeared with his wife and little baby. He had a big smile on his face and said, I've never been to a mass like this. Mass was his word. I've never been to a mass like this. It was awesome. I was moved to tears. I want to get saved and become a member of this church. How do I do that? Come to find out, when he and his family had left the sanctuary, they had gone into the lobby to watch the service on the flat screen out there because their baby had gotten a little squirmy. Unbeknownst to me, they had watched the entire sermon and had seen the congregation partake of the Lord's Supper, welcome in half a dozen new members, and sing our closing song. He absolutely loved it. His wife seemed to love it too. Well, I've made plans to meet with them to talk further about the gospel, about baptism, about church membership, all issues that they had mentioned after the service to me and had marked down on their connection cards that they turned into the church office. So, what was the lesson the Lord taught me? Namely this: don't leave the Holy Spirit out of the equation. Don't leave the Holy Spirit out of the equation. Multiple times I thought I knew what would or wouldn't happen, or what this guy was thinking, and I was dead wrong. How many times do we not share the gospel with someone, or we don't invite them to church, because we think we know how they'll respond? The Lord's kindness in this particular situation was a gracious rebuke to me, and brought to mind a scripture verse that we had read in church that very morning, Zechariah 4:6, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. We serve an awesome, gracious God. Let us pray and live accordingly. This is Matt Fletcher, Senior Pastor of Webster Bible Church. We're located on Holt Road in Webster, New York. Our mission is to glorify God by making disciples who embrace God's truth, enjoy God's people, and extend God's glory. For more information about our church, please check out our website at www.websterbible.org. It's been my privilege to be your pastor for the day. Thanks for listening.